Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Cubs manager David Ross, a.k.a. Rossi, joining me here on The Score. A few months ago, I didn't want to bother you because you were doing your thing. You were at Do Right Donuts, and I was too. So I need to know, are you a donut guy? Because I'm a total crazy donut guy.
Oh, buddy, I'm such a donut guy, man. Do Right's right across from the stadium here, and it's just dangerous. I come in and get my workout, and I feel like I've earned a donut or two. So I stroll over there, get the buttermilk old fashioned, goes right down really nice for me, and it's helped me get that coaching body that I need. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to fight my coaching body that I have right now.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
We had a fun time with David Ross on Friday. We'll get to some more of the like actual inside the game stuff from him coming up in a little bit. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. The crew, they are in the building. We survived my party for Championship Sunday. Rick Camp, Herb Lawrence, they produce the show. You'll hear their voices. And this nugget from Tony last night, because he was over at the house. I don't like rabbits. I'm a squirrel guy. And it's like, okay, you know what? We don't have time to get into all of Tony's foolishness from last night because we want to start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Monday, January 20th, 2020. Last night, Patrick Kane became legendary.
Hustlinson keeping it alive. Kane down low. Saturday. Touch Patrick Kane. 1,000 points for Patrick Kane. Solid score from Carpenter. And Kane started it. And look at the mob scene. The bench is going to empty. Patrick Kane surrounded by teammates. Leaping in joy. Look at this.
The Blackhawks have won 5 in a row. Patrick Kane, with the assist, becomes the 90th player in NHL history to reach 1,000 points. He is the youngest American-born player to reach it. And the Hawks win 4-1. I don't even know why Herbie put this in here. I mean, yes, DePaul did beat the number 5 team in the country on Saturday. And I will say that the Jalen Butts dunk was my favorite moment.
Moore gives to Butts, left corner. Now Moore's got it in three-point territory. He puts it on the floor, bounces inside. Butts stuffed it in, and the foul. And Butts stares right at Sean McDermott.
That was Zach Zabin and Dave Corzine on the call. And then DePaul went on and did this.
Hastings dribbles out the clock, shoots a three. That's no good. Listen to the crowd at Wintrust Arena. It's DePaul's biggest win in years. The Blue Demons upset number 5 Butler 79-66. The first time the Blue Demons have beaten the top 10 team since 2006.
And their first win in the Big East. It was important because things are not looking great for DePaul after a 12-1 start. On to the football. In the AFC title game, Patrick Mahomes out here doing crazy stuff.
27-yard line of Tennessee, second down and 10. Mahomes is in the gun. He's flanked by his running back, his arms extended, three wide, gets the snap, four-man rush, moves up, he gets a block, he runs to the near side, he's on the numbers, he breaks a tackle at the 30, comes to the near side, breaks another tackle, down the sideline, 25-20, got a block at the 10, cuts inside, 5, he's in! What a run! Touchdown, Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes! A dazzling 27-yard zigzagging run, and the Chiefs have taken a lead 11 seconds before halftime.
God, I love Kevin Harlan. Like, for a lot of people, you can have your play-by-play guys. That's the guy I want narrating my. Like, whatever's going on, he's just into it. After the game, Frank Clark had some things to say about stuff.
He's game. 70 yards, over 200 yards each game. I know damn well we weren't going to win the game if we let that happen. They come in here, he ran for 70 yards. They call him the best rusher in the league. We're sitting this home early.
I posted the comments that you said to me. And all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't cash. Everybody on social media said,
they must not know who I am yet. They going to find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger. At the end of the day, we champions. AFC, that trophy that got my own and last name on it, that's the KC. That's KC. Ain't no fall off. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told him when I got here, the no change. Look at the we're the best in the world.
Go well, it. All right then. Derrick Henry with 70 yards. He was held to minus 1 yard rushing in the second half of that game. On to the NFC title game. Did you know that Raheem Mostert was on the Bears? So he was on the Bears, and then they cut him for Joik Bell. And I know you're going to text him, well, other teams cut him too. But the Bears cut him. Yesterday, he had himself a day.
Second down and 10. They give us to Raheem Mostert. Mostert sweeping the left side, cuts back at the 10. Mostert at the 5, and he's into the end zone for the fourth time tonight. This time from 22 yards out, and Raheem Mostert extends the Niner lead to 33-7.
It wouldn't be his last touchdown of the game. He ended up with 4 of them. And on the evening, 29 carries, 220 yards, 4 touchdowns. He talked about, you know, getting cut by the Bears and other teams and now ending up in a place that he really likes.
I did have a lot of doubters and naysayers, and now I get to actually tell them, hey, look where I'm at now. You know, I never gave up on my dream. I never gave up on the opportunities when it presented itself. And, you know, I always worked hard no matter what. Yeah, it's crazy that I've been on 7 different teams. I actually still have, you know, the cut dates, and I look at that every before every game. I look at the cut dates when I got cut. Been on 7 different teams, and the journey has been crazy. You know, not everybody can deal with that type of stress and pain and agony that I went through. But I kept the faith in not only myself, but whoever gave me the opportunity. And this organization has done a great job with that.
Well, congratulations to him. Well, way to take a negative and turn it into a positive. And now he gets to play in the Super Bowl, and he's probably going to start, right? Because Tevin Coleman, I guess he won't be ready, doesn't look like is going to be available for that game. Kyle Shanahan wanted to tell you about why he decided to run the ball all game.
What made you decide just to go after the line like that?
Because it was working. Yeah. If it's working, you stay with it. Our guys are running so hard. Our whole line coming off the ball, our backs. All 11 of our guys have been all year. The guys fought hard as heck, and we're going to put all in their hands.
How crazy is that? Yesterday, their quarterback threw the ball 8 times. And for good reason. The offensive line was firing off the ball. If you look at the yards before contact for their run game, it was 186 yards. That's insane. So why switch it up if you don't have to? Imagine that. Imagine just running the ball because you can and they can't stop it. But you know what it takes to do that? You do need the right personnel, but you also need to be committed to it. And not like, now let's do something funny. No, if you know what, I'm not going to bring this back to the Bears. I'm not. I mean, we all are thinking the same thing, right? We all were thinking the same thing yesterday. You're sitting there going, why would I ever move away from stuff that's not being stopped? Why would I do that? Just because it's not sexy? I'm not doing that.
Ask Lovey too.
Facts. All right. That is our rundown for Monday, January 20th, 2020. I guess we could have put in the rundown the conversation that Tom Ricketts was having with people over at Cubs convention. Like, we could have thrown that in because it is something that I do want to talk about. People's experience over at Cub convention this weekend. I thought it might go similarly to the way that it did for a lot of reasons. it was good that Chris Bryant was there, and I know that he had the flu, and people were happy to see him. His wife was like, hey, my husband's not a faker. We'll see how long. Yes, Herbie?
The flu is contagious.
It is contagious.
Put a lot of people's lives at risk.
Well, but the most important thing is that, I mean, I'm guessing that Jess didn't travel with him.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, having the flu is not a smart thing to travel with a bunch of thousands of people, you know.
On an airplane?
Yes.
Maybe he flew private. He got money like that now. Don't he?
No, not yet.
I think he's got money like that. He's going to make $18.6 million this year. And then he's got the Adidas money and the Red Bull. He's fine. Like, we don't have to worry about Chris Bryant and his money. There were some other things that were worth worrying about, though, this weekend. And I've got some thoughts. I want to go through some of this stuff because I know that people were reacting on my Twitter, and I've seen, you know, I've kind of looked into other people's timelines about Marquee, and Marquee got its launch. I guess, well, launch is not the right word because they're not on the air yet. They got introduced. They got their introduction to Cub fans this weekend at Cub Convention. I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about it and go back through some stuff as we try to cover how this is going to change the lives of Cub fans when it comes to viewing their team. I'll get into that more in depth coming up next. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and you're listening to
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The score.
Promise for the next 10 years, continue to have the best relationship with our fans of any sport in the world, any professional sports team in the world. And that starts with the Marquee Network. The Marquee Network. What do you have against the Marquee Network? Believe me, you won't be booing about that in a year. You guys won't, you won't be booing about the Marquee Network in 1 year.
Boo this man! Boo!
That did happen at Cub Convention. There are some points. I mean, I agree. I don't think that they'll necessarily be booing Marquee. And I keep wondering, like, how much of that was a little bit more personal than it was. Anyway, the bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. If you want to sign a one-day contract with the Chicago Wolves that comes with a $5,000 signing bonus, go to chicagowolves.com/sprint to learn how to win the Sprint Power Play Payday. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. Big Ann Heron will join me at 1. We will do some football conversation. I wanted to talk about everything involving Cub Convention, and specifically about Marquee. They debuted what they were going to be. We had kind of known that Cole Wright was going to be one of the lead faces for the network. They also announced that Taylor McGregor is going to do sideline work for them. Obviously, the broadcast itself, Lynn and JD, you've become accustomed to that combination, and they added Ryan Dempster, Mark DeRosa, Lou Piniella, Dan Plesac, Doug Glanville, Jason Hamill, Carlos Pena, Rick Sutcliffe, and Chris Myers. So Chris Myers, I'm guessing, he's also going to do a little bit of play-by-play in there if Lynn needs a day off, I'm imagining. So there were people who were upset by it. I wanted to let you hear, before we go really into the weeds on this, I wanted to let you hear from Tom Ricketts. He was on Inside the Clubhouse. David Hall, like, stopped by and was hosting Inside the Clubhouse. So I want you to hear what he says, what the value is of the Marquee Network and what he expects it's going to mean for Cubs fans.
I think it was interesting when you were introduced and you were addressing this Cubs convention crowd. It's been a while since we've heard you boo, and you brought up the Marquee Network and you were booed. How did that feel, and how surprising was that?
Well, I'm not sure I was booed. I think a lot of people, it's still not 100% out there yet, and people don't really know what it is, and I think they're worried about change. I think ultimately it's going to be the best thing we can do for fans. Mm-hmm. First of all, getting all the games onto one channel is going to be great. Getting the, just so you don't have to, like, search around for it every time. But then, like, all the content, it's all Cubs all the time. It's going to really go deep on our players. We're bringing back, there's a panel later today that's going to be very exciting for everyone, because we're bringing back a lot of Cubs greats to participate in the channel. And like I said last night, I don't think anyone will boo in a year. I think it's all going to be a great thing for the fans and a great thing for the organization.
Tom, the unknown of when it's, we know it's going to start up around February 22nd, but the unknown of who's going to be carrying it, I think maybe that elicited the boos when you brought up the Marquee Network, because people are unsure if their carrier is going to have that. Have you been assured by the people that, for the majority of the Cub fans are going to be able to get this right away?
Well, we've already got a lot of carriage deals in place. So a very large percentage of our broader area has already have it. Obviously, the big one locally is Comcast. And I think that everyone has an incentive to do what's right for the customers. So I'm pretty confident we'll get that taken care of.
Okay, so those homes that are Comcast subscribers, that's 1.5 million homes. And we're talking somewhere between 40 and 50% of the viewing audience for Cubs fans is Comcast, and they have not struck a deal with it. Full disclosure, I work for NBC Sports Chicago, which is a subsidiary of Comcast. I'm not sure the right thing for the customer. I'm not sure that is something that can just be thrown out there, because clearly both sides have a different view on what's right for the customer. And it's not a guarantee that this thing is going to happen or happen quickly. I would imagine that it will. But I think that there are some issues of incentive that need to be discussed. And I think it needs to be a little bit more plainly explained how much things are going to cost a month. And it's not something that you can have a la carte. So you need to add it to the sports tier for you. Now, luckily, MLB has relaxed some of their streaming rules, which I think is going to help. But there are a lot of people who don't want to go through the change of it. And I do agree with Tom that some of that was, I've had things a certain way, you're trying to change them, and you're going to charge me for them. Boo this man. But I think there's other stuff in there too. I think that there are people who honestly don't like the way that Tom rolled it out. I think that I personally don't think that they did a great job with introducing it. I wish they would have not waited until Cubs convention to do it, because then you could have had the personalities of Marquee play a bigger role and they could have used some of the business stuff with Crane to explain how this is all going to work. I had two conversations with two guys that I consider experts on the subject. One of them from here and the other one from LA. And the reason why I talk with the person in LA is because they've been at a stalemate with Time Warner for 7 years. And there is a big chunk of Dodger fans who haven't been able to watch games. So I'm going to share those conversations with you to give you some more context on what is happening here. We will do that next on The Score. I'm Lawrence, here with you till 2. We're talking about the Cubs. We're talking a little bit about Marquee, folks at Cubs Convention. Some people have been texting in, and it's funny because one of the texts I've actually seen in a couple different places, every single Cubs game is going to be on The Score for the next 3 seasons. So you don't have to worry about the radio component of it. What happens with the TV side doesn't really affect what's going on the radio side. The other thing that people have been saying, like, it doesn't seem like Marquee did a ton of local talent. That's true, other than the former players. And I think that they have some really excellent analysts that are going to be working on there alongside, you know, JD. I think that Doug Glanville is phenomenal. I think Dan Plesac is really smart. So I think that they've got it covered. And I will push back a little bit on what Tom said, that it's going to be all Cubs all the time. No, it's not. Because you have the deal with Sinclair and Stadium, and there's going to be all sorts of and VSiN, there's going to be all sorts of different programming that is not Cubs-centric, which is fine. Like, that, there's nothing wrong with that. And to me, they're going to make their money in the pre-game and post. Like, that's where their money is going to be made. I don't know how many people are going to be sticking around Marquee for non-Cubs game day stuff. I wanted to get back into something that we were talking about where the carriage issues, where they have not struck a deal with Comcast. And during the presentation, you had them put up like the number to call Comcast, 1-800-XFINITY or whatever it is. Here's my biggest concern, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. I don't know if there's as much power in that as people think. NBC Sports Chicago is dealing with this with Dish right now. And I was reading Charlie's piece on Patrick Kane today. And at the bottom of it, it talks about, you know, if you're a Dish Network subscriber and you haven't been able to get Blackhawks hockey, like, you need to call them. I don't know if that's going to move people. And it's the same thing with the Cubs. I don't know if people, and I was looking in some comments, I think it was Greenberg's piece on this. I was looking in some comments, and one guy said, why do I need to do the work? And I think it's a very fair criticism of both NBC Sports Chicago and the Cubs and Marquee. Why should I, as a viewer, as a loyal viewer, have to then go out and do the footwork for both of these companies? It's a great question, one that I don't have the answer for. I did talk with Bill Shakin. Bill Shakin is a writer for the LA Times. So he and I talked, this is back in September, although a lot of this stuff is still germane to the conversation. He covers the Dodgers and covers the television beat. He's kind of the Phil Rosenthal of out there. So he's been covering the issues with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers have had this awful situation where a lot of their fans can't watch games, and it has not been resolved. Their issue with Time Warner has not been resolved. So take a listen to a few minutes of him explaining what's going on and drawing some of the parallels between what happened out there and what could happen with Marquee.
Well, when the dispute started, the Dodgers had announced, just like the Cubs have announced, that we're going to have this great television channel. It's going to be only for our team. You'll be able to see not only games, but all sorts of features about players on the team and maybe some old games, maybe some rebroadcasts, but you know, all Dodgers all the time, or in the case of Marquee, all Cubs all the time. And what happened here was that the market already had two Fox TV channels. One's called Fox Sports West and one's called Prime Ticket. And the Lakers had just launched a channel a couple of years before, and the Pac-12 had also launched one. So now the Dodgers channel is going to be the fifth sports channel in this market. and some of the cable and satellite operators said, you know what, we have rates that keep going up. We're starting to lose subscribers because of cord cutting, more people streaming. We don't want to keep raising our rates, and we don't certainly want expensive programming for a channel that's just going to have one team that most of our viewers aren't going to watch anyway. So where normally you'd say, well, we better take this channel. The Dodgers are popular, and we don't want to risk viewers. The thought here became, you know what? Let's not take the channel. Let's see how many viewers we lose. And then if enough of them defect, why, we can make a deal if we need to. And as it turns out, not enough viewers defected to ever force any of the other companies to make a deal.
Were the Dodgers surprised by that? Because when I read it, it was eye-opening to me that there wasn't that big of a defection that allowed for this deal to get done.
Yeah, what Time Warner Cable had promised, and Time Warner Cable then was playing the role that Sinclair is now for the Cubs, we're going to be the television partner, we're going to handle distribution. So Time Warner said to the Dodgers, you know, we got the Lakers channel on the air 2 years ago, and everybody said the same thing. Nobody's going to want a single team channel. We're going to do a channel focused on the Lakers. It's since added some other stuff, but it's primarily Lakers. And that channel had the usual haggling. So were the Lakers on the day they played their first game of the new television contract? No, not everywhere. It took a few weeks, and eventually everybody signed up. And so there was reason for the Dodgers to think that's what would happen here. Time Warner would do the haggling, DirecTV would do their haggling, the other cable companies would haggle, and eventually the channel would get on. And this time the cable and satellite operators held firm. Nobody jumped first, and the channel's still off the air.
Why did you feel like you wanted to do a story on this, connecting it to what the Cubs are getting ready to embark on with Marquee?
Well, the reason I started, actually, was I saw some quotes from Chris Ripley, who's the CEO over at Sinclair, and he's been asked several times, well, you saw what happened in L.A., why is it going to be different in Chicago? And to be fair to Sinclair, they know everything that happened in L.A., we all do, and I'm sure they've accounted for it in their planning. But some of the quotes Mr. Ripley gave were basically, well, Dodger fans are not as passionate as Cubs fans. And that's just ridiculous. The Dodgers came within one home game of selling 4 million tickets this year. So the idea that Dodger fans are not passionate, I mean, they've drawn 3 million every year here, except the 1 year when they boycotted Frank McCourt to get him out of town, and they succeeded. It's not an issue of fan passion. And what you will have at some point, I'm sure, is people will say, hey, fans, you might not get your Cubs on TV. You need to go to, you know, idemandmycubs.com or whatever. I mean, older listeners might remember back to, you know, you got to go demand, I want my MTV. Well, there was supposed to be I Demand My Dodgers, and that didn't work.
I keep wondering with, in Chicago in particular, where you have an interesting situation where the White Sox, the Blackhawks, and the Bulls, two of those teams are owned by Jerry Reinsdorf, have gone off, and they're going to have the majority, the bulk of their games that aren't nationally televised on NBC Sports Chicago, which is a subsidiary of Comcast. I keep wondering, if I'm Comcast, why do I owe Marquee a favor? Like, why wouldn't I negotiate hard for them to be carried on my system?
I think that's a fantastic question. You know, one of the things that I did not get into in my story, but everyone in Chicago well knows, is that Comcast is the dominant cable provider. But we also know that Sinclair does not operate a television station in Chicago. Now, in L.A., Time Warner Cable, that's the Dodgers television partner at the time, they actually ran some cable systems in L.A. So some people could see the Dodgers if they were a Time Warner household. In Chicago, there's nobody right now that's on board with Marquee because Sinclair doesn't own a system there. So you're right. If you're Comcast, you're not a disinterested observer. You want people to still be watching NBC Sports Chicago. And are you going to cut a great deal for the Cubs? Probably not. You have a vested interest in driving people to NBC Sports Chicago. So what I would imagine will happen is that Marquee will try to do deals fairly quickly with the smaller cable providers. I believe WOW is one.
RCN.
I think is the other one.
Yep.
And try to get the pressure done that way. That, look, these guys are carrying our channel. We've made a fair deal with them. If you let us, we'll make a fair deal with you. But Comcast is so dominant that, you know, that may not be as easy as it sounds.
Any estimate between like 40 and 50% of the households here in Chicagoland with that. And that was a conversation that we had back in September. So they already do have the deal with WOW and with RCN, but the one that looms is the one with Comcast. Let me give some more context here, a little closer to home. By the way, Bill Shakin's reporting on this. I highly recommend that you read some of the stuff that he's written about the Dodgers and what's going on out there, because it might be a precursor to what happens here in Chicago. To stay on that, Phil Rosenthal, who does this for the Tribune, he and I had a conversation about Marquee last week that spoke to some of these issues.
Some point to the Dodger deal and say, you know, that was based on a lot of optimistic projections that didn't pan out, and now more than half of Southern California can't watch Dodger games on their channel because the deals just couldn't get done at the price that they were forced to ask to support the price that gets paid to the Dodgers. It's hard to say. The truth is the Cubs didn't have a choice. They were locked into an agreement, and that agreement with what was originally Comcast Sportsnet, now NBC Sportsnet Chicago, that deal was never going to shorten. You know, that was going to run through the 19 season no matter what. And so as far as windows goes, it's the best they could do. On the other hand, what I would say and what is that they've had 10 years to plan this thing. They've been talking about it forever. And so anticipating what the price point has to be and what the obstacles are to get a deal done, none of that is new, you know, and all of it could and should be accounted for. So, it's going to be interesting. If there aren't deals with companies like Comcast will bear some of the blame for that. But again, it's a business decision. The client, the customers in this case, you know, the Cubs customer is the cable company or satellite company. The cable company's customers are, you know, the households that subscribe. So each must sort of adhere to what that customer demands and wants and will accept. The idea that people's, you know, bills are going to go up, it seems sort of inevitable. I mean, I think, you know, as I say, NBC Sports Chicago just did a whole bunch of deals, Dish being the big holdout at this point. But by and large, you know, the bills just tend to go up. That's just the way it is. And they're losing customers as a result of that. Do they want to accelerate that by either raising the rates or by not having a channel? It seems like Sophie's choice to some degree.
Phil Rosenthal of the Tribune joining me here on The Score to talk about Marquee and the Cubs and the way television is changing as far as it goes with our subscribers. I talked to some people that covered everything that happened in L.A. or is technically still happening in L.A. when it comes to...
They're going into Season 7 now.
It's pretty crazy that there's a large contingent of Dodgers fans that can't see their games. And what it makes me wonder, Phil, is how much power does the consumer have? Like, in my mind, like you go, yeah, well, people will that want NBC Sports Chicago will move away from Dish, and people that want Marquee will move away from Comcast, and then there'll be something done. But there didn't seem to be as big of an uproar as I expected out in L.A., and I wonder if the consumer actually does have enough power to affect change.
Well, first of all, it's a huge hassle to change, to cut the cord, to switch things. I mean, Dish has a deal with Marquee. That's the big one. The AT&T properties, which include UVerse and AT&T TV and Dish, or I'm sorry, not Dish, DirecTV, they have a deal. So there is an option. That much we know. I imagine there'll be streaming companies that will pick it up as well. So if you want to make the switch, it can be done. But it's a huge hassle. And the truth is, you know, look at the ratings. It's, you know, the Cubs are a big draw, but they're a big draw relative to other sports locally. I mean, they clearly outdraw the White Sox so far. in recent years, and the Bulls in recent years, and the Blackhawks. Okay, so but even with that, it's still about 90% of the market not watching those games, you know, or 90%, even more than 90%. So again, now when you want to watch a game, you want to watch the game. So then it becomes an issue, but the overall audience isn't so huge. You know, it's not like the Bears where you're talking on a bad game, 25-26% of the households in the market are tuned into that game. It's not that powerful of a draw. Now, is it a deep-rooted, passionate audience that would be very upset if the games aren't available to it? Yeah, probably. But again, it's a tricky bit of business. And so the math doesn't quite work out the way you think it would.
Very tricky business. And I'm glad that Phil Rosenthal and Bill Shakin were able to give you a little bit of more context of what's going on. None of this stuff is really resolved yet. And we're 4 weeks out from that station launching. I'm going to talk some football with Anthony Herron. He joins me in studio next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.